And the problem is that we take on so much and we have this idea, this belief that if we work harder, we'll get more, which technically isn't true.
Welcome to the Action Playbook. I'm Jason Fox.
And I'm Coach Robin.
And we are helping leaders take action in life and business.
Let's do it.
We're back.
We're back.
Episode 37. So we've been on a little bit of a hiatus. We used to be upstairs, and you would have seen one podcast last week come out, episode 36 with Mark Taylor in the new setup. But it's taken a bit of setup, and we've done this to bring better content to you.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, Jason and I over the holidays took a bit of time out and just reevaluated what we were doing with the podcast, and we both agreed we wanted to bring a little bit more intentionality into what we were doing so that we could actually take you, the listener, on a journey from a starting point to an end point with, you know, specific goals in mind, which is ultimately business success. So hence why, we've been quiet, but we are back now and very excited to bring you along on a fantastic journey.
That's right. So we're going to start today with mastery, business mastery. So I'm seeing all the time in business, Robin, the technician. I'm a builder. I'm fantastic at what I'm doing. I'm tired of working for someone else. I want to go and work for myself. I know I'm good at what I do. I've started a job. I want freedom. I want to earn good money. But all of a sudden, I've got no time. Why is this?
Yeah. You're 100% right. I get that a lot too, right? And everyone starts with the same goals. Everyone starts off saying, yeah, I'm going to do this for myself. I'm going to be balling in the money and I'm going to have all this freedom until they sign up their first client, and then it goes out the window. And so the situation where you find chaos happening in the business is something that creeps up. Like when you first start out, it's pretty straightforward, right? You sign your first client, it's super exciting. You sign your next client, you sign your next couple of clients. Suddenly, you know, working after five or maybe on the weekends, and before long that becomes the norm. And so this idea of chaos starts to creep in. And the problem is that we take on so much and we have this idea, this belief that if we work harder, we'll get more, which technically isn't true. What we found and what I promote in coaching is that if we work smarter and we work less, we actually achieve more, which sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we've all heard that I'm tired of working 40 hours, so I go self-employed so I can work 24/7 instead. You know, and I think people forget that, yeah, my boss is charging me out at $100 an hour and he's paying me $35 an hour. They forget that there's a massive overhead, and to actually become a business owner and be able to step away from the day-to-day working, you need that bit in between to be able to pay for the administration stuff and the marketing and everything that falls in between that cash gap between $35 and $100.
Yeah.
So at the start, you feel like, oh man, I'm making $100 an hour. I'm living the dream. And that's good when you're working 24/7.
Yeah.
And you're tired and you're exhausted and you want to go on a holiday, but you don't want to actually take any time off because then the money stops coming in. And if the money stops coming in, you can't pay your mortgage, and now we're in a mousetrap.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, so, you know, we talk about, we see business owners that are actually just replacing one job with another, right? But with a whole lot more responsibility, right? Yeah. Suddenly you've got people you have to pay, or you've got to manage your accounts, you've got to collect money from people, you've got to invoice, you know, which was all probably taken care of when you're working for someone else. And so, yeah, all of that kind of adds on to creating this chaotic situation. And the simple way to understand chaos is your business is controlling you. So anyone out there listening to this, if you feel like that right now, that your business is controlling you, please reach out. I'd love to have a chat and see how we can bring chaos into control. And that's what business mastery really is. It's about bringing chaos into control. And there's four areas. There's four areas, and this is over years of business coaching. There are four areas that create chaos. Sure. The first one is time. You've touched on it already, Jason. That time creeps up on you. Where you start off working 3 or 4 days a week, living the dream, and then suddenly you find yourself working 60, 80 hours. And there's no way, and I both, we both understand that there's no way that you can control your business when you have no control over time. Mm. And it's the one thing that we can't get more of. And so, we want to see business owners being a lot more selfish about how they use their time. It's about how we utilize the time that makes all the difference as business owners.
So you're talking about reactive versus proactive. Instead of going, oh man, there's this job, okay, I'll do that one, what's next, picking up the list, going, what's going to move me forward today and doing those things.
Yeah, or even a simple, which I hear a lot, to be fair, I probably use this quite a lot myself when I had my bigger business. We have an open door policy.
Yeah, how good's that?
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm trying to close the door between me and you. Yeah. Bloody time vampire.
So weird. I feel the same way.
I'm timing my week at the moment, so I know exactly how much time I spend talking to Robin, so I can charge him for it.
Well, all right. The open door policy is just a crazy idea that you cannot be in control of time if you allow everybody and anybody to come in and talk to you whenever they need to, want to, desire to, or feel they've got something they want to get off their chest. And so, in the next couple of podcasts, we're going to cover all these areas of business mastery. So I'm not going to go into too much detail. The next one is destination. Yeah, it's a real big one. And we've done some podcasts on this. And when we cover destination mastery, we're definitely going to probably touch on a few points that we've already covered previously. But destination mastery is one of the most essential things that we have to do in our business, because nobody gets in their car and just drives around, right?
I do on the weekend. I'm out the window. Just, how you doing?
Just get lost.
Well, I've been told all my life to get lost. So,
yeah. So destination is destination mastery is built on the mistake people make of not having a destination means that you can go anywhere. When you don't have a destination, anywhere is good enough, right? Whereas what we want to promote is how do we set a destination so that all of our decision making and our whole team single-mindedly working to reach that destination. So we'll definitely cover a lot more on that when we get to that podcast. The third element that creates chaos in a business is the service delivery. And I guess what it comes down to is the consistency of service delivery. So it is like not just, a quality service, but also that it's the same every time. So the customers experience it in the way that is predictable.
Sure.
Think of a restaurant, right? Nobody wants to go to a restaurant and every time they order a steak, it comes out differently. Mm. So
they go to McDonald's, so they get a Big Mac the same anywhere in the world.
But that's it, right? That is the quintessential definition of consistency, is being able to go anywhere across the globe and have a very predictable result. So there's not enough focus on that. And the problem with that is that everybody wants to grow, right? Everybody wants to get more clients, get more business, get more money. But the problem is if you're already struggling with my watch.
I haven't got any money. My watch.
I don't know why Siri picked up on that. The problem with that, though, is that if your service delivery is not delivered consistently already, if it's not managed and under control, then bringing more business in is just going to heap up on the existing problems that exist for you already.
Bigger backlog. If it takes you 4 hours to do something that should take you 2 hours and you bring on 4 new deals in a day and you can only turn out 2 of them, it's going to compound pretty quickly.
Yeah. And so the last element that creates chaos is financial. is the financial mastery.
So you can't win a lotto?
Yeah, it? You can.
Actually, we recommend it.
Yeah.
Far easier.
Get a ticket. Yeah. I mean, you know, when it comes to the financial mastery, nobody sees more around how financial chaos can really hit a business hard, right, than what you do, because that's your area of expertise.
Yes, unfortunately, it's a very hard conversation I've got to have with someone pretty much every week. So, and it
carries a big burden for everyone concerned, right? It carries a big burden for the business owner, but also the team. You know, they can sense when things are not as controlled as they should be, and so it creates angst and insecurity, and possibly even, you know, team members moving on because they're feeling unsettled. And a lot of that comes down to the financials. You know, you don't want to have to tell your team, look, we're not going to pay wages today like we normally do. We're going to do it tomorrow because there's a payment coming in, right? That just sends wrong signals.
And then that person, that your employee's now missing their mortgage, and it's a flow on, and then they're fighting at home. It's a huge trickle effect.
Yeah.
It's a massive trickle effect.
Yeah. And I think it's safe to say that, you know, when it comes to what causes stress for business owners, probably the number one would be the financial pressure that comes, and the cash flow, the funding, and all of that, you know. So definitely unpack a lot more around that. But those four areas, those are the four main areas that causes chaos in a business. And when I'm coaching a client, we don't go on to any other growth strategies expansion until we tick the box on all four of those, that those have gone to control from chaos.
No point turning on the tap if everything else underneath it is a sieve and it's just going to leak through, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's actually just going to heap on top of the pressure and the stress that already exists, you know, which is probably why you engage with somebody like myself, is because you want to make the business better. But, you know, until those four areas are addressed, there is no better.
Yep.
There's only more trouble.
I get it.
Yeah.
So how do you do this in your own life? Well, we've been coaching this with our membership team, and basically you need to set out how much time can you afford in your business a week. Say it's 4 hours. Then you go, all right, what are the tasks I need? What do I need to implement first? You can break that down, go, how long do I think that's going to take me? Oh, that's a two-hour job, these two half-hour jobs. Right, well, I've got 4 hours within the week. I'm going to fit those in. Might be an eight-hour job. It's a bigger thing you're going to pick off, so you're going to spend that over 2 weeks. But you need to be setting that time aside, don't you?
Yeah, 100%. It's the most important thing that one can do for the benefit of the business, is to actually make sure that you've created a time slot in your weekly schedule to work on the business, because that's the only place that change comes from. Yeah. Change doesn't come from being on the tools or being a technician in your business. It's when you take a step back, step out, and have a look from the outside in and see where the changes needs to happen. They say, you know, Iron Man gets out of his suit to make the improvements on it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and working on the business is the same.
Great guy, drives an R8.
So,
I'm living proof of this. I've been the technician. I was the finance broker that sat under a business that had some systems in place, but not really. But I was earning reasonable money, and I had lots of free time. So I was playing lots of golf, and I was living a great life and everything. That wasn't scalable. That required me to show up when I was away on holiday. I was having to do loan debts for people whilst I'm on holiday, like an anniversary, honeymoon, stuff like that. Computer was always on. I've been sitting in Kori Lounge about to hop on a plane doing like 2 hours of work. Like, that's been my life. There's been, over the last 7 years, basically no off switch. So with Quantum Asset Finance, which has been running about 7 months now, I've flipped it all on the head. Yeah, I'm doing more hours currently, but I'm doing more now and earning less now, so I can do less later and earn more later. I've been doing probably only 20 hours of work on actual clients, probably 40 hours a week on actually systemizing processes, websites, marketing, everything, to ensure that hopefully by the end of the year, it's a target, I don't necessarily need to write loans. I'll do the ones where my clients that I've dealt with for years, or if it's something pretty specified that I can help the team out with. But ultimately, I'll be running my team, making sure systems and everything's flowing, and I'll be a GM, an actual GM.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And I mean, I've been watching from the side the journey that you've been on, and it's been, you know, significantly different, a significant change for you from where I first met you to where you are now, in terms of, you know, the direction is there. You're far more selfish about your time, which is great, right? That's what needs to happen. And definitely far more aware of where you're spending that time. And that's what we want. You know, that's how we can take control. That's how we become proactive versus reactive. Reactive is what we need to eliminate,
yeah,
or as much as possible. We will always have situations that we need to react to. But in terms of the actual running of the business, we want that to be proactive. So, yeah, good job, Jason. Fantastic. Yeah, it's good to see the changes that's happening, you know, through being more intentional about what you're doing.
And that's not just quantum, by the way. It's pretty much what I just talked about. We're also doing it here with Action Curve.
Mm.
So it's the same thing. These websites are going to be a lot more structured. We're going to try and continue to provide more value. There's going to be a lot more marketing rolling out. We're constantly upskilling. Both Rob and I are doing courses within Action Curves, our Action Coaches community, to upskill ourselves to constantly be better for you and for the business so we can improve more people's lives.
Yeah, excellent. And so moving on to the next podcast, what you can expect is we're going to take a deeper dive into time and why and how to be more intentional, more selfish with the time that we spend and where we spend it.
Love that.
Get out there and take some action.